You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, this is your boy Elder Lewis Gray from True Pentecostal Community Temple Church, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida, where our pastor is none other than Pastor Barbara Kimbrough. I greet you in the name of Jesus. And as I say each and every time that I am on this program, if you have breath in your body, you ought to give God a praise, because the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Glory be to God. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been on. I had something to do last week, and my beautiful pastor was on and shared a powerful word of God on last week. Amen and amen. And I thank God for the word that she shared last week. Powerful word of God from the apostles' doctrine. The church is moving on. Hallelujah. You must be born again, born of the water, born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost as they asked men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent, every one of you, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall. Didn't say you might, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on last week. Amen. And so I say good morning to you that are listening by way of radio, and to you that are on Facebook. It has been a few weeks since I've been on Facebook. I've had had problems with my phone. My phone was down for a couple of weeks, and so they had to send me a replacement, so I was not able to get on Facebook. And so I thank God for allowing me to be back again today. To those listeners who listen by way or watch by way of Facebook, good morning to you as well. Hallelujah. Sending a shout out to President Charlie Kimbrough, my pastor's husband. Good morning to you, sir. Good morning to my wife, who is on the job at this moment. She will probably watch this as we're on our way to Bible study this evening. I love you as always, and she is a powerful woman of God. Hallelujah. So we want you to come out to each and every one of our services here at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith. Our church services begin as follows. On Sundays, our Sunday school service begins at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning worship begins around 11:40, 11:45-ish. Our Tuesday night Bible studies begin at 6 p.m. And then our Thursday night youth services are 6 p.m. as well. So pick a service, come out. I know that you will have a good time. We come for no other reason than to lift up the name of Jesus. I hope all of you had a wonderful Memorial Day, remembering our veterans and those that have gone on. We pray that you had good fellowship with your family and friends. You know, it's nothing like being together. The scripture says, oh, how good and how pleasant it is that brethren dwell together in unity. I thank God for my wife and my children. We didn't have all of them yesterday, but we were able to go out, me and my wife and my daughter and my youngest child, and we were able to go out and celebrate and be with each other. Amen. Just having good fellowship. Glory be to God. So without further ado, I'm going to go into the word of the Lord. This has been something that has been in my spirit for a couple of weeks. Amen. And I want to go to the book of Galatians. which is Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. Amen. And I'm going to read this into your ears. Again, that is Galatians 6. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. And Paul says that I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ until another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for allowing us to come here one more time, allowing us to gather again. And we're praying, Father, that you be in the midst, God, of whatever it is that I'm going to say. Lord, you speak through me. You speak to me. Well, Lord, we know that your word will not return void, for it will accomplish that for which it were sent. God, remember those that are have lost loved ones, those that are bereaved. God, we're praying that you comfort them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm praying today, God, remember our government, our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. God, give them wisdom. God, be with all of our leaders. God, we're praying, Father, you give them instruction. God, and we're praying, Father, that they will know your voice. God, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, I say thank you. And amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I want to deal from a subject. Amen. You need to know the voice of God. You need to know the voice of God. My God. Hallelujah. When I think of Paul, Paul is a great man of God, who nearly wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. And Paul was an advocate, a strict advocate of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when Paul would hear false teachers, Paul was advocate about defending the gospel of Christ against false teachers. My God. Here in this letter to the Galatians, he is writing back to the church of Galatia, a place in which he had visited, a place that he had ministered the gospel there. And after ministering the gospel to the church of the region of Galatia, he leaves. And he ministers the gospel that we can only be saved by faith alone in Jesus Christ. But after he leaves, there were those that were called the Judaizers. They came in after Paul and told those of that region that no, Paul is incorrect. You must be circumcised as well as have faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, you have to believe like we believe in order for you to be saved, in order for there to be salvation. And Paul, upon hearing this, he gets wind of it. And Paul is, you could tell in the frustration of his voice. He says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. I want to share with you that WWBC does not, they're not share in the opinion in which I am about to give. My God. But every now and then, Paul had to address issues that were uncomfortable. But yet Paul had to address it. And I incur, I implore every man, every woman of God who is a believer in Christ to stand against the false teachers, the false, those that spread another gospel, which is not another, as Paul would say. And I know that some of you out there in Radio Land, you might be upset, but I've got to preach it. I've got to teach it. For Paul says in the 10th verse, he says, "For do I now persuade men of God, men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." I hear him telling the prophets that cry loud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sin. See, as men and women of God, there shouldn't be a subject that we shy away from. But we should step out and say, "God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do." We're living in a time now, and I'm not going to get political, but I must deal with something that I heard that was political. And I'm going to put it in the body of Christ, because what I am concerned about is the body of Christ. Jesus said that a nation divided will end up in desolation. He says a house divided cannot stand. We're living in divided times. We're living in a divided nation. Glory be to God. But that's not the way the body of Christ is ought to be. The body of Christ ought to be unified. Glory be to God. And when Paul hears that there were some that were preaching other gospel, he stands up against it. What are you talking about, Elder Gray? Well, a couple of weeks I heard a preacher railing to his congregation. That if you were Democrat, he didn't want you in his church. My God. If you were Democrat, you could not be saved. If you were Democrat, you were not, there is no salvation. Glory be to God. If you didn't believe like he believed, you could not be saved. And see, Paul dealt with the same issues with the Judaizers. They were extremist Jewish factions in the church. Hallelujah. And they implored that the Gentile Christians had to submit to Jewish laws and traditions in addition to believing in Christ in order to be saved. Glory be to God. And this created controversy in the church. And Paul, upon hearing them, after hearing this, he is blown away. Because he hears that some are going back to the original way that they had believed. And Paul says that I marvel, which, hallelujah, means I am astonished that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Other words, they twist the gospel of Christ to meet their own agendas. See, you have to know the voice of God. Hallelujah. Because if you don't know the voice of God, you shall be fooled and be led into another direction. We have to understand that salvation is by God's grace through faith in Christ, in Jesus and Jesus alone, and nothing else. Hallelujah. We receive salvation by faith, trusting in him, not in anything else. Becoming a Christian is not based on political affiliations. It's not based off of whether I'm a Republican, whether I am a Democrat, whether I'm a liberal, whether I am a conservative. Glory be to God. But it is based on my belief in Jesus Christ. It is not based on whether we make good choices or whether we make bad choices. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we can only be right by believing in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, he didn't say I'm coming back looking for a particular political affiliate. I'm not coming back looking for a deacon. I'm not coming looking back for a bishop. I'm not coming looking back for an evangelist. I'm not coming back looking for a missionary. But the Bible says he's coming back looking for a church. Without spot, without blemish, or without any such wrinkle. Jesus is coming looking back for somebody that has made himself ready. Glory be to God.
But people will tell you that if I don't believe a certain way, I'm not going to tell you who I am, whether I'm Democrat or whether I'm a Republican. But I will tell you that God is not looking for such. But he is looking for somebody that has made himself ready. Hallelujah. We have received the gospel of salvation through Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. They asked Peter on the day of Pentecost, after Peter had told them, hallelujah, about this is that which was spoken of the prophet by the prophet Joel. And he began to let them know that you have killed Jesus, even though we know he rose again. And they were pricked in their hearts. And they came to Jesus and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? And Peter gave them the keys of salvation. Said, repent every one of you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus gave them the keys of being saved. You see, Christianity is not limited to any race, group, or political party. Christ offers salvation to all people, irregardless of their nationality, their political beliefs, or whatsoever. Jesus said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Glory be to God. See, we've got to quit looking for rest in being affiliated with any political person or party or person, glory be to God. But our salvation rests in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the answer to the world today. He is the answer to every problem, every issue, everything that you're going through, everything that you're dealing with. He is the answer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There were things that got under Jesus' skin when they were selling in the temple. When they were selling in the temple, Jesus' righteous indignation rises up in him. He said that my house should be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he began to scourge them and get them out of the temple of God. And so am I rattled today. So not to rattle, but my righteous indignation is rising up in me today when I hear such gospel, which is not another. He said Paul was so against this. He said that if you hear such a thing, let him be accursed. Glory be to God. Said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Jesus preached the gospel of inclusion, not the gospel of exclusion. Glory be to God. He didn't say, come unto me, all ye that were Pharisees and all ye that were my disciples. Glory be. He understood there were going to be people that did not believe as he believed, but yet he died for their sins. Died so that later on they could be included. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When I hear somebody saying that if you don't believe like I do, I don't want you in my church. We've got to know the voice of God. The Bible says, try the spirit and see whether it be of God. Glory be to God. He goes on, this particular preacher, and says that you talk about the insurrection. Glory be to God. Well, you ain't seen an insurrection. See we've got to know the voice of God. Jesus told his disciples. His disciples wanted him to take back the kingdom of God. But he said, know ye not that if I wanted to, I could call my Father. He could send 12 legions of angels. In other words, Jesus said, I could overthrow this government at any time. But Jesus preached the gospel of peace. For he said that he that liveth by the sword shall die by it. See, we have to be men and women of God. We've got to be hearers of the word of God. We've got to know the voice of God. We've got to know when God is speaking. and when there's someone else. Jesus preached, he preached peace when some of them wanted war. Glory be to God. He told them, said, know ye not that I'm not of this world. Hallelujah. If I were of this world, my servants would rise up. Hallelujah. But he preached peace. Peter wanted to use his sword. And we know the story of how he cut off the guard's ear. And he told him, no, this is not the way to do it. We've got to know the voice of God. There are many, and what troubled me is when this preacher was preaching, there were those there in the congregation rooting him on. Do we know the voice of God? We've got to understand the word. How do we know the voice of God? We've got to get into the word. And we've got to stay there. We've got to know what the word of God says. Jesus said that my sheep will know my voice, and another they will not follow. We've got too many people following off after people that are of the devil. Glory be to God. But we've got to know the voice of God. See, when Jesus asked Peter, who do men say that I am? They begin to reply and say, Jeremiah, prophets, hallelujah, Elijah. But Jesus would say, but who do you say that I am? Peter said that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. See, we've got to know Jesus for ourselves. We can't go off of what other people tell us who he is. We've got too many people in churches today that are just listening to what somebody else says. And they're back there rooting and yelling and screaming, amen, and don't even know what they're amening to. But see, when it's of the word of God, I can say amen to it. But if it's not of the word of God, I've got to keep my mouth shut. Because I understand that ain't what the word says. That ain't what the word declares. Hallelujah. He goes on to say that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violence take it by force. Jesus was talking about we're to promote the gospel. Glory be to God. With everything that is in it. He's not talking about rising up, taking up arms. Do you know the voice of God? We're living in a time, hallelujah. My people don't know, people that they don't understand, they don't know the voice of God. They know of God, but they don't know his voice. There are people today that only pick up the Bible on Sundays. And then they'll pick up again on next Sunday. And they're only at the subject of who's standing in the pulpit. And whatever he's saying, if you don't know the word of God, you're going to say amen to it. But when you know the word of God, David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against thee. People of God, we've got to know the word of God. I was so troubled by this. It got into my spirit. And I thought to myself, should I talk about it? Should I get on the radio and talk about it? I have to. Glory be to God. Every man, child, every man, woman of God. You see, when I was in college, my political major was public affairs, city management. So there's politics in my bone. And I'm not here to discuss politics, but I had to deal with an issue just as Paul had to. Paul hears of this from the church of Galatia, and he has to address it. He says, but as I say before, so now I again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. If the gospel is not of love, is it not of unity? Is it not of compassion? Yes, we're to preach against sin. That's our commission. But if the gospel does not have love in it, Paul said that you can have the tongues of angels. Paul said that we can understand all mysteries. But if it's not done with love, it profiteth nothing. There ought to be a prophet that brings, there ought to be a gospel that brings us together, not a gospel that divides us. If it's a gospel that divides us, it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Yes, if sin, we're to preach against sin. Hallelujah. But in order for him to preach against sin, they came to Jesus and said, why do you sit with the sinners and the publicans? Said they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And so sometime In order for us to promote the gospel, we've got to sit with people that our lifestyles are different. We have to sit with people where our political beliefs are different. In order to win them, how can I win them? Hallelujah, if I never sit with them. Do you know the voice of God? Every radio listener out there, if you're in your cars, ask the question, do I know the voice of God? Do I know when God is speaking or when the devil is speaking? Glory be to God. Peter, and I'm going to end on this. Glory be to God. And after he reveals who Jesus is, Jesus began to tell him, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer many things. And Peter began to say, God, no. You can't do this. But Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. See, one instance he was talking from God, and the next instance was the devil. See, we've got to be able to turn it on and turn it off. We've got to understand when the devil is talking and when God is talking. When God is talking, we can say amen. When the devil is talking, we've got to say, get behind us, Satan. Do you know the voice of God? Hallelujah, glory be to God. When a man of God stands up and tries to divide the nation, he is not of God. He is of the devil. Glory be to God. So do you know the voice of God? Do you know the voice of God? Paul said that if any man come unto you, whether he be from heaven, and he preach any other gospel unto that than that which we have preached, let him be accursed. Glory be to God. So I thank God for the word that God has laid in my spirit today. Paul had to address certain issues, and I believe that as men, women, and God, we have to address certain things that we hear. Paul hears of this, and he had to address it. Glory be to God. So until next week, at the same time, join me again for a talk with Elder Gray. Hallelujah. Same time, same channel. You be blessed, and may God be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir would sing.
Sunblazers school basketball team announces rookie free agent trial Saturday, June the 4th at Joe Lee Smith Gymnasium, 415 Stone Street, Cocoa, Florida, 32922, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Go online to floridasunblazers.com to register. Florida Sunblazers pro basketball team trial Saturday, June the 4th at 415 Stone Street, Cocoa, Florida, 32922, the Joe Lee Smith Gymnasium, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Go online to floridasunblazers.com to register.
Justice, even when